The first thing you have to accept is that it is inevitable that you are going to have setbacks, failures, and challenges. That is part of the journey of going into the unknown.
You have to be the hero of your own story, and you can do that. You can be the hero of your own story that woke up today, got out of bed, and said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm doing this differently.
100.
I am going to figure this out, and I'm going to do it only by my instincts and only by my morals and my ideals and my mind. And I'm going to be dead honest with myself because I'm realizing this is not going to last forever. And I'm going to be the nicest human being to everyone I meet, possibly. And I'm going to get myself in shape, and I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm going to do this because this is me now. I decide that this is me. You are not all the times you f***ed up. That's not you. Well, you are the person who's learned from a great deal of experiences. And if you learn correctly, and if you process them correctly, you'll have a happier life.
Your entire life will change when you realize that you do not have to feel good or be in the mood to do the things you said you would do. We have been taught subtly and constantly to wait for the right feeling before we act, to wait for motivation or confidence or clarity or energy to show up and give us permission to make a move. But feelings are unreliable leaders because they shift with sleep, stress, weather, and other people's opinions. If your commitments depend on your mood, they'll always be fragile. I'm going to encourage you to choose to act in alignment with your values, even when your emotions are loud and uncooperative. The truth is, consistency is built on follow-through, not enthusiasm.
But when you fast forward to today, what you realize is that those challenges, while painful at the time, shaped you into who you are today. And actually, the greatest lessons, insights, and wisdom come from those events that we tend to fear, the setbacks, the failures, the obstacles. Those very things equip us with the wisdom to come back stronger.
Just don't give up. Just don't give up, even if right now it doesn't make sense. One day, I'm very, very sure, when you start to see the connections and things fall into place, you will maybe also realize that it couldn't have been different. The winners continue where the losers stop.
Let people talk about you. It doesn't matter what they say. It's not important. Just focus on yourself. People don't understand what you've been through. If they wanted to, they would. You see, the funny thing is, the narrative will change when you get to where you want to be. But you can't get there if you let the opinions of others affect you. So just put your head down and do what you got to do. The rest will take care of itself.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man young, wealthy, and wise.
I need you to do me a favor. Do more than just exist. You come from greater stock than just taking up space. Leaving this world better than you found it is your responsibility as a human being. Utilizing the gifts that you were given at birth is how you leave this world better than you found it. Leaving an impact, a legacy for the next generation to follow.
And let me tell y'all something about dreams. Listen up, because this is something I found out a long time ago that goes against everything you see in a movie, on TV. Dreams don't happen overnight. Hey, how it works. See, they come to you in the daylight. You got to be awake. Because, baby, you got to run dreams down. See, that chase is where we learn the most about ourselves. To take that extra step, that extra mile, that extra rep. And look, you don't never know how long it's going to take or exactly what it'll look like when you get there. The only thing you know is you can never stop.
The key to winning is intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable and difficult situations. Make it your mission to become more disciplined. Make it your mission to become more mentally hardened. If you make one promise to yourself this year, make it this, that you are going to solve the fundamental problem that has kept you in this place of dissatisfaction for so long. You are going to address the core issue, and the core issue is that you lack the ability to do things when you don't feel like doing them.
In the face of adversity, there lies an incredible opportunity for growth. You see, greatness isn't born from comfort and ease. It is carved out of challenges, sculpted from setbacks. Forget what you've been told about the limits of your potential. Based on where you came from, what's happened to you, the color of your skin, or the balance in your bank account, those are just factors, not predictors.
To get through the challenges you'll face in life on your way to success, you have to be a warrior. What's a warrior? It's not someone who just wants to fight all the time. When they lose a job, they believe a better one is on the way. When you lose friends, you automatically believe that better ones are on the way. When everyone stops believing in you, you not only have to believe in yourself, but you have to believe in yourself so much it overpowers and overweighs all the lack of belief by other people. You say, that's okay, I believe in myself. For the both of us. I believe in myself for all of us. I don't need your belief. When everything falls apart, the warrior believes that everything will be put right back into place better than ever. Be a warrior.
I believe there's some good in every situation that we face. I believe if you train your mind to see the good in the situations that you don't like, that brings you discomfort, that brings you a certain level of opposition, I believe if you train your mind to see the good in it, it's easy to extract it.
Nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You have to change some things or nothing will change.
Because once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
I think of Leonardo da Vinci, who had a quote at the end of his life saying, after you've worked really hard during the day, you've toiled at something, you go to sleep and you have this great feeling like you accomplished something. But when you die, do you have that same feeling? Like, I did something, I accomplished something, now I can die in peace. And I think the worst thing is in life would be to reach the age of 60, 65 and go, God, I could have been so much more. I could have created something. I could have done what I said I was going to do. I could have written that book, but I didn't.
Whatever you're going through won't last forever. As stressful, frustrating, or demotivating as your circumstances might be, they will eventually pass.
It's about the incremental steps. We all want that perfect body today. We all want the nice penthouse view, the car, the clothes. We all want that right now. But between where you are now and where you want to go, there's a whole library of lessons that must be learned. There are lessons that must be learned between where you are and where you need to go. And that is called the process, ladies and gentlemen. Embrace the process. Embrace the hardest parts of this journey. Because I promise you, they're going to keep coming in the future. This is not a one-time thing. They're going to continue to come at you until you learn the lesson you have to learn. And the reward for learning the lesson is one more lesson.
I'm sure you told yourself you were going to start on the first, and I'm pretty sure you told yourself again you were going to start on the second. When's it going to be? Make the f***ing change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. Now is the time to fix it. So don't wait another day. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait another f***ing year. Start today.
It's okay to walk alone. It might be discouraging sometimes, but letting go of toxic people will be the most liberating thing you can do for your soul. The truth is, some people just don't want to see you succeed. They'd rather see you fail, because the new version of you makes them uncomfortable.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I start going down this journey, I started realizing that. And those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening. And I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became more common and more still common.
What if adversity wasn't a problem to you? What if it wasn't a problem? What if it was a privilege? If you think back in your life, again, your biggest growth moments came from your biggest pain moments. If you look back on your life, you realize, man, I had a privilege to go through that. That adversity builds your purpose, makes you understand your purpose more.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. I always hear people say, my family is so dysfunctional, using it as an excuse or something. But it's not really a valid excuse because everybody's family is dysfunctional in some way. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves. But for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches?
And you have to be willing to put yourself in very difficult situations at all times to be able to do that. So my big takeaway of life is, if you're constantly taking the easy way out, you're never gonna callous your mind. And when you're in those points where you wanna quit and not quitting and seeing how the mind starts to operate in those moments of fear, anxiety, self-doubt, insecurities, and that's where you learn to fix it. You don't fix it in 72 degree weather. Fix it by going into the environment.
Can we define a bad day without comparing it by definition to a good day? And vice versa. We decide what a good day is by comparing it to what a bad day would be. You can't have good days if you don't have bad days. If there are no bad days, the good days don't exist.
That's why failure is so important. Like failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. See, the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, it's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. They don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it.
You know, first and foremost, I think about my life and I think about adversity and I think about opposition. But for the most part of my life, I've been on this quest to figure out how can I work hard for something and my performance is not based upon the outcome. How can I work and my effort and my motivation and my drive is not based upon what the product will be, but more so based upon me taking pride in what I do. And so I came up with this thing called process over product. And what I mean by the process, I'm talking about the way I handle my business on a daily basis and the way I go about every single aspect of my life. I live by this thing called empty the bucket. But what they don't understand, it's an unspoken law of empty the bucket. It's an unspoken law of accountability and responsibility to me on this earth and my existence and everybody that is connected to me. I may be crazy, but I don't know. I just believe that I'm supposed to give everybody that is connected to me the best version of me.
Be kind to yourself. You are actually doing the best you can.
It's really heavy when you start to look at your, you know, you look at your life, you look at your health, you look at your business, you look at your family, you look at your relationships, and you look at all those things that are messed up in all those areas. And when you say, all those things, all those problems in my business, my life, my health, all those things are my fault,
That's really a heavy weight to bear.
But it's also extremely liberating, because if it's all your fault, you're the one that can fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one that can get your business back together. You can repair the relationships. You can get yourself healthy. Like, you can take control of all those things.
I was the one holding me back. I was the one looking for the scapegoat. And, you know, I was the one looking for all these ways to say, it's okay, David. You're a loser. You're a born loser, so it's okay. It's on me. The people around me are fucked up. They're not going to save you. You got to save yourself, my friend. I was like, man, this rest of your life is going to suck. It is going to suck. Not because you're going to be a loser, but because you're going to finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time, because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. Life is difficult. It really is. What makes life difficult for a lot of people is they don't think life should be difficult. And so therefore, they're looking for a quick way, a quick answer, an easy way. There are none. And to go uphill, you have to be intentional. No one ever wrote a book on accidental achievements.
Sooner or later, you've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns and do them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, a habit of emotion.
And the majority of the fears that we have are not life or death fears. Not those kind of fears. But through our imagination, we blow them out of proportion and we give them more power than they actually have or deserve, and we permit them to govern our lives. We permit them to determine how far we can stretch out on our dreams and discovering our stuff.
You can overcome anything except your own death. Anything else will pass. And when you're in the middle of it, it sometimes seems like it won't pass. Like your life is over. You can only see according to your perception of things. So unless you make a change inside, new opportunities will never come to you. So when you make a mistake, you have to have faith that there's always a way out.
You're going to work as hard as humanly possible. Blood, sweat, and tears. And nothing's going to happen. And the hardest part is knowing that you're going to have to show up tomorrow and do it all over again. But that is the process. That pursuit of maybe today will be the day. Showing up, not knowing when the final destination is going to arrive. Showing up regardless is what makes a champion.
It's not how you achieve your dreams, it's how you lead your life and the direction and the routine that you set it. How focused you are on the little things, that's how you achieve everything. You don't focus on the big goal at the end and have to hold this hope and desire. Like, all that's good, everybody has that. But it's the ones that strategically put it in place every single day that really figure it out. You have to dance beautifully in the box that you are comfortable dancing in. Your box is different than mine. Everybody has their own. It's your job to try to perfect it and make it as beautiful of a canvas as you can make it. And if you have done that, then you have lived a successful life. You have lived with Mamba mentality.
Look into the past and realize how much progress you've made, how much better you are today than you were before, and let that progress fuel you to continue working towards becoming the next version of yourself. Brother, it's the fucking journey of life. The journey, the process is the prize. Mm-hmm. The prize isn't the destination, it's the process, it's who you become.
No one is ever inspired by a movie where the hero didn't have to overcome some great challenge after being brought to their knees, only to come back and claim the title. What makes you think that your life should be any different? That's the excitement of life. Facing challenge and overcoming it. And in the process, discovering that there's so much more to you than you once believed.
Life will test you. It's great to have a dream. It's great to have a goal. It's great to have a vision. But in your journey, on your way to the top, life will test you. Life really wants to weed out the people who don't truly want it, who aren't really willing to go through anything. You may say you're willing to go through anything, but life will make sure that you're willing to go through anything.
Understand that you're just in a season and that you're going to go through many more. And if it's bad now, it'll be worse later on your way to bring your pastures, man. And so if you just understand that it's only for a period of time, and then if you keep punching long enough that you'll come out on top, I don't think there's anything in the world that any individual can't do if they simply stick to the same fight, know that they're in a season, and relentlessly refuse to do anything other than succeed. And I genuinely believe that.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. Go all the way. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it.
Most people know what they need to do, but very few actually do it. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get better, and way less time actually doing the work. It all comes down to how much you want it. Most people know what they want, but very few people want it bad enough to actually do something about it. So on the days where you don't feel like showing up, are you the kind of person to push past and keep going, or are you the one looking for an excuse to take a break?
And the last thing I think about is, like, why not? Like, why not you? Like, why can't you achieve all the things that are in your heart and your mind? Why can't you, you know, break that generational curse? Why can't you get up and start taking those steps? You know what I mean? Why? Like, what's stopping you? And when you really get to the root of what's stopping you, the only thing that is truly stopping you is you, you know? And you have the power to take that stand and to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, step by step, and become the person that God made you to be.
You're not what your parents tell you you are. You're not what your friends tell you you are. In fact, you're not even what you tell yourself you are, because you don't even truly understand your limitless potential. So when you live in a situation where you're limited by the opinions and the insecurities and the projections of other people, what you're doing is you're limiting your potential and your growth for self-development. And the first part is understanding that you can become whoever you want to become.
You're a mystery to yourself. You don't know who you are. You have patterns of behavior and you're not even understanding that. You don't know why you're angry. You think you're angry because that person said something mean to you or did something wrong. But in fact, your anger probably stems from things from deep, deep within, from your childhood. And you're not reacting to that person, but to actually your parents and what they didn't give you. The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself. And I believe that very firmly, that knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
Just all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You might slip and fall in the process of trying to achieve your goals, but you need to remember that it's all part of the journey.
You see, many people say they want to be great, but they're not willing to pay the price of greatness. Are you willing to do what most people are not willing to do? Are you willing to put in the work even on holidays? Are you willing to work to perfect your craft even on weekends? Are you willing to study and get better and grow even on the nights you're invited to those parties? Are you willing to pay the price of greatness? Are you willing to pay that entry fee, the cost at the door of what it takes to be great? You don't just stumble upon greatness. You pay the price day by day, moment by moment.
Winnie didn't know my name. Winnie doesn't know who the hell you are. You know, Winnie keeps his hands in his pocket. It's going to keep his hands in his pockets. You know why? Because it doesn't want to point to anybody who isn't worthy. In order to see winning in all its glory, it wants to see you suffer. It wants to know what you're made of.
You stay in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift to the size of what they can stand. And that's what causes anxiety and depression and stress, because you have had to shrink into a form where people can tolerate you.
I don't wait for the perfect moment. Usually the perfect moment is now. The right time to tell somebody that you love them when you feel it, is right now. The right time to make that contact, right now. So I want to challenge you today. That call you need to make, make it now. That email you need to send, send it now. That chapter you need to write, that copy, that funnel, do it now. I love knocking things off the list because that creates momentum. And the more you do this, ironically, you will develop confidence in yourself to be able to attack things in the moment.
It's not just about you. It's not just about whatever you're going to get. It's about the example that you're setting for every single person around you. It's the example in your household. It's the example in your neighborhood. It's the example in your community. And if we all took that seriously, the world wouldn't look the way that it looks. You have an obligation to extract the potential that is within you. You are given gifts. You are given a purpose. You may not know what they are yet, but it is your duty to figure out what they are. It is your duty to become the best possible version of yourself. And you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Okay, each and every day I'm just going to try to progress little by little. I'm going to try to take small steps each and every day, understanding that every day is not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to have days where I mess up, but that's okay, because we're focused on the progress. We're not focused on trying to be perfect. And when you focus on the progress, that means even through mistakes, you're looking for the lessons and the ways that you can grow and progress through the mistakes.
The important thing is that you just keep climbing. Even when you do slide back, you're never at the bottom, because you're always higher up than when you started.
When the winter comes, make this note. Just hang on. You know, the winter cannot last forever. There's never been a double winter. Some are difficult and some are easier. There's never been a double night. The night only lasts for a few hours, and then the day finally dawns and the shadows flee away.
Fear is always about that which does not exist. You cannot fight, or you cannot overcome that which does not exist.
You want to know what true courage is? True courage is taking the test. True courage is finding out what you can or can't do. You can't keep sweeping what's important aside for another day, because the honest truth is you aren't promised another day. It takes courage to put yourself on the fringe of failure just to determine whether or not you will succeed.
Two paths in life. This is the path I chose a long time ago. It's the lonely road. You're gonna feel alone all the time. You can have team around, you can have mentors. Trust me, you'll feel alone. You're gonna wake up earlier than everybody else. You're gonna go to bed later. Why do I tell you that? That way when these things are happening, you'll know, oh, these are signs I'm on the right road. Most everybody else will do this. The crowded road. It's well lit. There's navigational equipment. There's directions. Really good roads. The lonely road, no navigational equipment most of the time. It's dark. It's not well lit. There's a huge ups and downs, massive turns. Roadkill along the side of other people who quit on their dreams. Do the thing everybody else does. Listen to the haters. All the stuff they tell you. What's so bad about where you are? It's okay. What's so... Any of that sound familiar? That's all the lonely road stuff. You're on the right road. Don't yield.
Believing in your future more than you're believing in your past. Stop romancing your past. Start romancing your future. Stop telling the story of your past. Start telling the story of your future. Stop believing in your past. Start believing in a future. That process is an unlearning and a relearning process. It's literally breaking the habit of being yourself and reinventing a new self.
I want you to know that it's okay to leave your past behind you. Yes, you've had successes and failures. You've had difficult things and wonderful things happen. You've had things that you've learned and experienced that have brought you to this point right here, right now. And some of those things you had no control over. Some of those events in your past were completely outside of your control. But you and only you control what meaning and impact those things are going to have for you from this point forward. You get to decide.
If we want to become a better version of ourselves, we have to do what heroes do. And what heroes do is they see something that they can't do, they accept that they can't do it, and they become the person who can do it.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
Anybody can sit at home and hypothesize about what they could have done successfully. It's easy to hypothesize about the success you could have had because it's safe. It's safe to do when you're not standing in front of the fire, but there's no receipt that proves your success. That's why it's courageous to take on the challenge. And if you are taking on the challenge right now, that right there is a prime example of courage, because you're being willing to put yourself out there in the name of success, in the name of becoming a greater version of yourself. That's true courage. You're out there actively pursuing it. You are the definition of courage.
Push yourself. Push yourself to that point where you feel that thought is coming back. It's time to rest. And when the mind says it's time to rest, that's the point to keep going. That is that threshold which is going to make the difference afterwards. So discovering your limits on the one side, it's the first thing. Because discovering your limits means you have a vision about what you can do, and at the same time, the limit is showing you what you cannot do.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? Your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
It is also to condition myself to a certain vibe. That vibe is, I don't know what this life is going to bring, but there is no alternative. Then when the challenge comes, when life is getting hard, there is no alternative for me than to just keep going.
Always believe in yourself. Always be yourself. And always be grateful.
A lot of people out there dreaming. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. Ran by a graveyard and I looked out there, and I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers
who's in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
Life isn't fair. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder, to test us, to drive us. Mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. No matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. That's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. For you, on those days you don't want to do things, it's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. You feel great. Those are the easy days to come. But who are you on the day when all hell's broke loose? Your body's dumb. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you on those days? Life with the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that can you have to love about. Life continues to attack us. There are no in timeouts.
Are you out there who are trying to get better, who are looking for more, who on January 1 don't give a, it's just a Sunday to you? If you out there who are waking up tired of being a bitch, who are waking up tired of being afraid, who are waking up tired of being a victim, those you out there who aren't half-stepping, I appreciate you all. Stay hard.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. Never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
The problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And I was able to look down at the world, and we are, all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you gotta come out of your shell. You gotta accept who you are. You gotta accept the demons that life gave you. You gotta be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eyes, say, okay, I'm gonna start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, you don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life. So many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
Biggest advice is shut off your phones, shut off all technology, find a dark, quiet place for you to think. You have to think first. And then when you think, you have to think, okay, what's my purpose in life? From your purpose, now you found, okay, I found my purpose. What are my goals now? Okay, you find your goals. Now you gotta sit down and plan. Plan, how am I gonna accomplish these goals? Then from there, the hardest part is you have to put the action in. And that's where everybody fails.
You're missing the story, man. Am I happy? What the f*** do you think? Don't misunderstand the passion in which I speak for not being intensely happy. Happiest person in the world. But I'm not done. So I'm not gonna speak to you like, oh man, everything is great. No, I have a lot more to do. A lot more to do. Become a better person. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth?
I'm always sharpening my sword. And how I sharpen my sword is I have the mentality of my refrigerator is never full. I've never arrived. And every time I get close to the top of a mountain, I fall back down on purpose. I believe that true growth is at scratch. There has to be friction in your life for you to be able to move forward.
Life is short. Life is precious. Spend that time with the people you love, the people you want to give that time to, real friends, real family. Everybody else, and they're sucking up the air you breathe. A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Stay hard.
We're all f***ed up. Stop judging yourself against other f***ed up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered it better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're f***ed up. Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, no longer a game anymore at all. You start living your life.